Yeah, I woke this morning about 4 o'clock, and the tears were coming down my face, and I didn't know why. And at about 5, I received a call from a church member telling me that the church was on fire. I received a call the 25th of December from a young man who told me, who had fixed my car, and he told me he had worked at the church on the furnaces, and some weren't working.
This is just this week?
Yeah. Christmas Day.
When you heard what happened, what's your reaction?
Well, I couldn't scream. I wanted to because I live in a semi-detached house. And I just started getting ready to come to see it because I kept hearing the trucks. I heard the trucks all morning when they were going by. So I realized immediately that it was in the vicinity and specifically where it was located. And that's why I came out. I called other church members and informed them.
Tell me why you wanted to come out here to see for yourself.
Well, this church has been a part of my life. This is where my largest church family has been since I've been a resident in Baltimore. And my children went to nursery school here. And so it's like my own house being on fire.
What does this church mean to this community? I understand it's
it's like a hospital to the community. It addresses some important needs. And that's the true role of a church, to be like a hospital in a community.
So what's going to happen now?
Well, first we have to pray. It's the first thing we're going to do. And then we'll just seek God's guidance to restore the church again. That's the steps that we need to take. Henry Welcome. I'm a former church member, but I was transferred to a church in Highlandtown to be the Hispanic coordinator there. And I've been there, but Sunday I was invited to come by. I was invited to come by this past Sunday. And I still keep an attachment to the church because I live near the parsonage. And I try to deal with helping to take care of it a little.